If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This week on the HBO Boys Recap and Reviews The Great British Bake Off, we're going back to school, which was weird and alienated me the whole time because I don't know what happened in British schools. And it was one of those moments where I was like, am I just being freaked out because it's a thing that I don't know about? Like, is this coming from just a place of fear? And then I was like, nope, it's this just they do weird shit in British schools and I don't appreciate any of it. This is real. How dare they? Cardamom again, huh?
It's cardamom everywhere, and apparently they have fairs and festivals in school.
Okay. Yeah. I looked it up. It was a fundraiser, and they do that, and we sell candy bars. America, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. We're capitalists. You know, just always for that dollar.
So are they, but they do it weird. Back to school. We're going back to school, I guess. The first time that the Great British Bake Off have done something like this exactly. They've done like a out in the world, in the air, perhaps, version of a show where they, you know, you can tell they were just sort of up one night really late being like, we can't do the same thing over and over again. But I would posit, yes, you can.
Yeah, you can do that. We, in fact, like it.
We do. It's just sort of a comfort show. So honestly, just sort of run it again. Don't do left side, left field, left in general shit, which is what this episode was. We're going back to school. And they're explaining what the back to school theme is as it pertains to England for a lot of the episode, which is nice of them because, again, I didn't know anything. But also at the same time, you have people in the tent from like not England who are almost as alienated as the audience.
Yeah.
But not alienated enough for me to relate 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the showstoppers were flapjacks, which to me, that's a pancake, brother. Like, but it was not a pancake, and I don't know what it is, and I was just trying to figure out what the hell they were making.
Yeah, no, this episode required a lot of Googling.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There was just a lot of time here where I was typing into ChatGPT, like, okay, what is the American equivalent of a flapjack? And they were like, there is none, buddy. It's an oat bar. I don't know. Have a Nutri-Grain bar instead. There's more sugar and it tastes better.
Yeah, right. It's what is it? It's an oat bar with some sort of other thing in golden syrup, which, I mean, that sounds great, but never had a flapjack. Can't relate to it.
No, exactly. I assumed that it's just like, you know, a Nature's Valley, but on steroids, like one of those tougher bars, but with more, because it's a baking show, you know, confectionery based shit where it's just sweeter and nicer, which is fine. But also, they didn't look incredibly appetizing, if I'm being honest.
No, they didn't. And I mean, I suppose if it's just like a cereal bar or an oat bar, there's only so appealing that you could make it, I guess, but yeah, not a fan.
Yeah, like you said, a popular baked treat from made from rolled oats, butter, brown sugar, and golden syrup. And I mean, there were a few that were interesting. Like somebody was making banana bread flapjacks, which Paul said immediately was going to be weird. And I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? The banana bread flapjacks, I don't even know what those are, and that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it sounds amazing, but you know what I came to the conclusion of what these are, Ryan? And they should have just said this for the U.S. audience.
Sure.
They're granola bars.
Yeah, right.
They're just granola bars.
Yeah, but with more sugar, which is better, I suppose.
With more sugar and less good for you.
Ian made ones like that were supposed to be Earl Grey. And I was like, I don't know. If we're just making bars, why don't we go peanut butter and chocolate and just call it a day? Like, to be fair, that's what I think about a lot when I'm watching Great British Bake Off, which peanut is butter, like, chocolate. Not, yeah, it's not in the spirit of the show.
Sure.
The spirit of the show is to, like, kind of reach out and do interesting things. But half the time it is bad that I'm thinking, like, this could have just been peanut butter and chocolate and everyone would have been like, yeah, that's perfect.
Those yeah, they really went on some weird flavor journeys here. We had the banana one, red wine, cherry and coconut, carrot cake. Like, they're so different. And, like, I appreciate that they're different, but it just, like, now that I know it's essentially just a granola bar, I would not eat a carrot cake granola bar. I would not eat a red wine granola bar.
No, I mean, like, Nadia put amaretto in hers. I was like, okay. And then I don't remember if it was Allison or Noel, but they were like, do you have flapjacks in Ukraine? And she was like, no, mostly we have a future of, like, a missing generation due to the war. So not less flapjacks.
Less flapjack.
Just like more imminent death that everyone is just really keen to ignore.
Just doom and turmoil.
Yeah. But what I was thinking a lot more was, like, what is the equivalent for us as kids? And we grew up in New England, so I think we had the general stuff, right? Like, they're eating flapjacks, we're eating chocolate chip cookies, we're eating brownies. Yeah. We're eating funfetti cake.
Okay? Banana bread.
Right. And, like, when we went to school, we had bagels. Nice. Yeah. I mean, like, it was Bacon Danny's what we called, like, a you know, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich on a bagel, obviously. Like, so but good. That's what our cafeterias were doing, straight up bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches.
Because America.
Because America. Our cafeterias were basically extensions of the Dunkin' Donuts across the street, essence-wise. But, like... Yeah. Obviously, you get the vibe that that's not the way it was in England, based on the fact that, again, they're eating granola bars with sugar on them.
And there was one baker, I think it was Nadia, where Prue said that there was too much chocolate, which I would posit that that's not a real thing. I think
impossible. That, what are you talking about?
More chocolate, please.
I will also say that we've been watching Leslie pretty close because we've been commenting on that she has very little personality. This episode did very little to help her in that direction. I think she is truly like if a Lego piece came to life. She has no personality whatsoever. Oddly enough, we're going to talk a little later, like, the bar got raised for Leslie slightly because I think she kind of pulled it out in the showstopper and was as interesting as she's ever been. But again, low bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 She didn't have to do much.
And then we get into the technical and they're like, now we're doing school cakes. And I was like, okay.
What is a school cake?
Well, the second thing in the row that I don't understand.
I don't know what it is by its name, but as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, that's funfetti. That's just a funfetti cake.
Right. Yeah. It's just cake. Thankfully, it has the word cake in it. It kind of gave itself away again in the name. That's cake.
Yeah, it's just cake.
Anyway, everyone's cake also sucked. The flapjacks were bad. That's another thing where everyone sort of was bad at the flapjacks. And then
are these bakers incompetent, Ryan?
No. Okay. So, like, the technical, thankfully, is where the most of them do well because they have a recipe and they can follow directions, even when they're, again, Bake Off prison rules that sometimes says make sprinkles from scratch.
Yeah. Nope.
Good luck.
I'd fail right there. Wouldn't know how to do that.
Right. I would just sort of sit like down on the ground. I'm like, this is where I'll be.
But it was interesting how all of them did their sprinkles different. Like Natalia was like putting like little dots, which I was like, that's actually kind of smart if you don't know how to do it. And then some were doing the full on like thing and then cutting them up like you're supposed to. But then some are just doing like little hyphens. Like you're just making it so much harder for yourself.
They were all doing their best, but thankfully it was going on just, you know, again, cake, sponge and custard, which, by the way, you know, take a funfetti cake and put liquid custard on top of it in front of me and fuck your shit right off. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Very quickly, I'm just going to pause here and say that Noel's shirt, a tomato button-up, by the way, looks dope. Mm-hmm. Great fit. Yep. I hate tomatoes, but amazing fit.
It was an amazing fit. And I think I got the color right because it wasn't a red tomato. They were orange tomatoes.
Yes, exactly. I felt there were orange I'll vibes. Orange was the color of both your energy and this episode.
Oh, that was such a good reference. My God. Oh, I wish I could high five you, dude.
You can't because we're not in the same room.
No.
Yeah. But so we go into the school again. The school cakes weren't incredibly interesting. I mean,
no.
Jasmine wins the technical pretty handedly. Aaron doing well right behind her. Ian in third, which is good because, you know, his banana jacks, flapjacks weren't like top of the order. Although I'm sure, again, because they're banana amazing, he needed some help.
Yeah.
And coming in last place was Nadia during the technical, followed right up by Natalia. So they're going into the showstopper and they're going to need some help not to be sent home. And also, by the way, Jessica got seventh, which I'm sure won't come up again as something that's bad in the future.
You know what I thought was really fun about this one, though? They were keeping on par with the school themed. Noel's time calls, they were like doing something that like we did in elementary school or high school. One of them was like the folded paper fortune teller things, like the 1, 2, 3, 4, six. And I loved that. I just love that little homage.
Also, every time they show the outside of the tent, I always think like, I want to have a picnic there so goddamn bad.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if there's like a way you can Airbnb the place that they stay and then like be like the Great British Bake Off experience.
Oh, my God. I would pay $2,200 a day for that.
Wow. That's a very specific number.
No more, no less. Anyway, we show the school for friggin' cakes. They're all cake. Custard's in it. Some people put too much vanilla in it, Prue Leith says. I'm like, shut the fuck. Prue, too much vanilla. I'm sure it's possible. But yeah, I mean.
It's not.
We move on. Leslie gets fifth in the technical. I'm like, well, that's not go home territory. She just won't die.
Yeah, she's just staying in the middle. Like most of the people who make it to the semifinals or the quarterfinals, they're just like in the middle the whole time.
And then we get to the showstopper and they're making like a scene basically about a summer feast or fane or whatever it was, the fundraiser that we previously discussed, where obviously it's just like if a carnival was happening, but there were no rides and there were just the games and you had to pay to get in there and all the money went to the school. So they were doing one of those. I don't understand exactly the premise. I know I just explained it exactly, but I still don't fully understand it. I don't think you'll ever know those vibes unless you're standing there. Like, do they know what a book fair feels like? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a book fair with Catch a Duck. And speaking of Catch a Duck, like 7 people did Catch a Duck, which is so
too many
boring.
People. You would feel like they'd have a conversation about this and then choose something else.
Yeah, right? Or like be different. Just like don't do the most obvious one.
But I don't know. A lot of these did look, especially when they cut into them, pretty good. Tom made a red velvet and cream cheese cake thing version, which I was like, yeah. Right. Just do normal flavors everyone loves. Tom.
Yeah.
In a and story that finish, he was telling, though. By the way. No, he didn't.
Finish, though, right? But he ended up like, they ended up liking it quite a bit.
Right. And then he did a story that he was just like, I was painting a man like a tiger, but he was bald. So I made him a basketball. And I was like, I like Tom.
I know. That is really funny.
And then Leslie was walking through her showstopper illusion cake. And I know I was like, actually, that sounds cool. Why are you making me like you, Leslie? What the fuck? Then Natalia was like, okay, I'm going to do dinosaurs. And Noel just, by the way, like in the rafters, continuously flicking shit at people. That's his main thing he's doing this season.
I'm just waiting for something to land in the dough or knock something important over.
Yes, I want drama.
Maybe this is foreshadowing. Maybe we'll get it.
Oh my God, that'd be so good.
What if at the end Noel freaks out, snaps, and just like explodes someone's bake?
That would be the best episode of Bake Off ever made. I know, because it's just not what you expect, right? Like it's your comfort show. It is friends, and then all of a sudden, weirdly Breaking Bad. Like, what the fuck? I didn't like the amount of fondant being used, sadly, in the Showstoppers, because fondant tastes bad and is weird.
It's gross. I say that every time they use it, I'm like, oh, fondant's so gross. And when you do it wrong, it looks terrible.
Right.
Like, you saw one of them, like, trying to wrap the cake, right? But you see all the seams, and it's, like, overlapping, and it's breaking. I'm like, why even bother, man? Just ice it.
By the way, again, I'm in a baker household where,
sure,
and I get to see professional baking all the time, and people who are really good at fondant, it's incredible, and it's straight up art, and the things they can do are out of this world cool. Mm-hmm. None of the people on this show, though, are good, so they shouldn't have tried. But they did. Ian's monitor looked real bad.
Oh, it looks so bad. And he put like an actual keyboard, an actual mouse. I'm like, dude, you're missing the mark here.
I mean, everyone actually really kind of did badly, or not.
Yeah,
not everyone, but most of the people did really badly during the Showstopper. Aaron cracked some of his stuff. The music stopped at the end. It was all going so bad. And then Allison came over and she was like, I am gutted.
Oh,
you must be gutted.
Got it, dude.
Say got it in an accent.
Got it.
Oh, no, you can do it. I'm just psyching you out.
Yeah, now you're psyching. It's not natural, Ryan.
How do you feel about this cake that you made?
Absolutely got it. No, I can't do it. Well, now there's too much. too much pressure.
Absolutely gutted, sir.
Absolutely gutted, dude.
Oh my God. My favorite part of the episode was after the Showstopper, when all the people who did really poorly were just commiserating outside about their bakes sucking. They were like, we suck and this sucks. And they're all on the ground. I was like, oh, cool. Friendship.
Yeah. Friendship and failure.
Honestly, it's the most relatable part of the show. I really like it. It's the stuff I've been talking about, right? We're like,
for sure.
Like in past seasons, I think they get to that kind of vibe sooner because they were living together more often, and I just liked that moment where it's like, oh, they care about each other, and also at the same time are good enough friends where they're comfortable enough to be like, God, that was ass.
And they were like, no, yours was perfect. And they were like, are you kidding me? Did you see it look like a train?
Yeah. The eyes fell off. I didn't put eyes on it. But there were some Showstoppers that were pretty cool. I really liked the Petri dish creme brulees.
Oh yeah, those were so good.
And Tom, you know, with his red velvet, almost perfection, so close. Mm-hmm. I could see the Hollywood handshake in the ether, but it didn't come.
Didn't come. He would have been the one to get the second one as well.
I also didn't like, yes, he should. And he should have gotten one with two hands. I didn't like that they were like playing the games.
But that was the idea.
I know, but it was weird. Prudleith not being able to get the duck. They cut out a piece in the middle there. I would have rather them keep the whole thing of her for like 8 minutes being like, do not help me. Don't help. I'm going to get it.
And she's just like cussing under her breath the whole time.
Fucking, no, I'm going to get this fucking duck. Because, you know, when I was a kid, I got all the fucking ducks. I got all the teddy bears, and I made all the money at the summer feast, and I to get a fucking away from me. If you come near me one more time while I'm trying to get this cake duck, I will punch you in the... I have 3 Michelins. I'm going to get this fucking duck. And then they cut to the
Unreal.
End. Noel puts it on. Prue punches him. They cut that part out. Noel is bleeding. He's smiling for the first time, actually happy. He feels alive.
Yeah, we don't know why.
Yeah, he's just like, oh man. Woo, that knocked me out of it.
Fucking bake off, am I right?
Got it. You know?
Got it.
Leslie made chocolate coffee and walnut shortbread. They were biscuits that had buttercream, and there was some apple jam in there. She made some lollies, and I was like, Leslie.
Mm. Yeah,
that's pretty chill.
Yeah, she did good.
Naughty did poorly. She overbaked the cake. The brownie burger looked pretty cool, though. I wanted to eat that brownie burger.
Yeah, the brownie burger looked legit. Like, it was one of those, what do they call it, a deception cakes or something, where it looks like a completely different thing. Although, I think that's what Leslie did as well, too, was one of those, like, deception cakes where it looked like a meat pie. Illusionary cake. Looks like a meat pie. Wasn't a meat pie. Was sweet and delicious.
The Prestige. There's two Christian Bales. The Prestige. Jessica did so poorly.
She did bad. Her dino looked bad.
And then the like most insanely like out of pocket thing was said, which was Paul Hollywood going, you know, or Prue going, you know, if that was in very small quantities, I'd like it. And yeah. Paul Hollywood was like, yeah, but it isn't. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, she's trying to soften it and he just like, nah, shit sucked.
I was like, if I was Jessica, I would never recover from the fucking scorched earth.
Spoiler alert, she didn't recover.
No, she got sent home and Leslie lives one more week inexplicably. Unreal. Except also I don't know. I think she's kind of cool now.
Leslie?
Yes.
I think she's going to be the kind of, I don't know, she's going to be the one that surprises us, I think.
I think she's going to be gone next week and we're not going to care. We're going to be like, whatever.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, who else was really, really bad? Like
Ian.
Ian didn't do well. Nadia didn't do well. Natalia didn't do well. But Ian, I think they even said like, and they highlighted this quite a bit. They were like, this is not as good as we know you can do. Like, something's definitely wrong here.
I love that. The not living up to your expectation that we've known you for 3 weeks.
I know.
is a very funny storyline. But yeah, then on the top, we have Tom, Toby, and Jasmine fighting for a spot on BBC, like a half hour long, where they do like travel shows or some shit. And they put all three of them together, honestly, in one show. That'd be cool. Leslie's there. They forget her on a train.
They forget her on a train. Yeah, they have great personalities. Like we said, you know, a few episodes, we're starting to really like settle into the primary people. And like, I think they're also getting more comfortable. You can tell like they're a little bit more play to the camera. They're talking a little bit more openly. So, yeah, I really like Jasmine. I think she's got a great personality. Toby, Tom, great. Excellent.
I think this was the best episode of the season and the worst premise of the season show by a lot, which is so weird.
Yeah, so far, I hope Chocolate Week redeems itself.
Totally redeems himself, chocolate-based-wise.
Now, are you thinking we're going to see a heavy lean on dark cacao? Or is it going to be more like the milky, caramelly chocolate?
Yeah, and how much caramel, you know, overall will we get? Will we get a caramel as an accentuating flavor, perhaps?
Well, it's got to be, right? Don't they have a caramel week?
Yeah, they used to, they may still. Who cares? The point is, how much peanut butter will there be?
We need more peanut butter. There's not enough.
There's not nearly enough.
You know what there's too much of, oddly enough?
Cardamom.
Matcha.
Yes. And every time they say matcha, cardamom, or Earl Grey, I'm like, why? You know what you could do?
Because they're British, Ryan.
Anything else?
They're British.
They sure are in the Great British Bake Off of all things. Thank you for joining us this week to talk about back to school. As we previewed, next week is Chocolate Week. We get back to tradition, and join us talking about it. Then, if you want to hear more stuff about how we've done stuff in the past, Adam can tell you about it right now.
Yeah, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. For one or more dollars a month, you can get this episode and all of our backlog of episodes, which I think we've crossed something like 430 episodes, which is kind of insane when you think
about
it. I wasn't there for all of them, but Ryan sure was.
And it's too many.
And you can listen to all those episodes, all ad-free. You also get some Patreon exclusives in there. And you also get your name read out at the end of each and every episode. So we'd like to thank our current patrons, Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Jurassic World Afterbirth, Clementine Pennyfeather, Best Name, Brentkin, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Butter Nichols, Susan, Buffalo Pizzle, Seafritz, and Pumpkin Season 4. And thank you, Brent Ginn and Butter Nichols, for being our $5 a month tier patrons. We appreciate you and all of you for donating. Please also follow and like us on all of our socials at the HBO Boys Pod or the HBO Boys Podcast on Instagram, Thread, TikTok, while it's still around. And like, comment, and subscribe. Interact with me. I'm very active over on Threads. It's a cool little community for like TV and movie enthusiasts. So get at me there. And any final words? Oh, wait, we have to guess Noel's shirt. What color shirt do you think he's going to wear next week?
I think he's going to have a brown shirt with white accents to go with the
chocolate. Yep. So, okay. So I will say white shirt, brown accents to go with the white chocolate. Maybe he's going to do white chocolate. Who knows?
I'm sending you a text right now.
Okay.
Read it. Tell me if you think this is chill.
No.
Do you think I can't say that?
I don't think you should say that.
All right, understood. That's the end of the show. If you want to hear what I was going to say, you can go to the Patreon, patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. I'm about to talk about my favorite kind of video to watch while doom scrolling before going to sleep, plus what I didn't say on this show. Isn't that fun? That's a teaser.
Yeah, I love that.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.